Hello, welcome to Articulated Thought. Today I'm going to be sharing a story, and then I'm going to be working on some reflection and try to tie it into stuff that's going on in my own life. So I just heard this story about the fur industry in Italy, and they were doing really well. All the rich people were buying these amazing furs from all over the place. And so the fur industry decided to basically allow credit to like less than wealthy people so that poor people could buy the furs. And when the rich people saw the poor people wearing the furs, they stopped. And the fur industry literally has not recovered since then. And I find this so interesting because it's essentially how everything is kind of this art and perception of the masses. And so when people view someone they view as less than or for whatever reason it may be, enjoying something that they like, it basically turns them off. It's like, we don't want to be involved in this because look at this person who probably makes the same in a year as I make in a month, or whatever their perception is. And it changes it entirely into the point where the fur industry basically doesn't exist anymore. It had nothing to do with someone throwing blood on them or, you know, like PETA. It had nothing to do with these radical movements. It was literally just, yeah, I'm not going to do that because poor people are doing it. And so what's happening like that in our world right now? Like it probably has to do with technology and phones and stuff. Every single person has a phone. You know, that's generalization, but most people have a phone, most people have social media of some kind, and I feel like that is going to change very soon to where people won't want something spying on them. People won't want this device that they carry around that records them and listens to them at all times, and I'm very curious where it's going to go from here, where we're going to have devices that are, I don't know, I don't want to say more expensive because it doesn't really matter the price right now. Even people that can't afford the phones, like, need a phone, and they go out of their way. I've seen, like, homeless people with smartphones because it's important to be connected. It's important to have that tool, and sometimes it's even more important than eating well or taking care of yourself well. It's like, you just need to have a number that people can reach you at. And so I'm very curious where this is going to go. But I'm going to tie this into a personal story and end on a lighter note. So this idea of something watching you at all times is something that I've dreamed of getting away from for basically my whole life. And when I was married, I'm divorced now, I was addicted to methamphetamine. And while in that addiction state, I don't know how to explain it, but I would go into phases of addiction where it would be like a week or longer straight of doing meth, and then I wouldn't be able to do it for like another couple weeks, and then I would relapse. And I would, while in the addiction state, I would always be paranoid that someone was after me. For those listeners that have never done anything like this, at the 5 or 6 day point, you start seeing these, the way that people online explain it is like shadow demons, or like they're like these things in the corners of your eyes that are always moving. And so you always feel like something is after you. It's the same idea as why Marie Kondo says that you should point your desk towards the door so you don't feel like someone's just going to come in and attack you while you're working. And so that idea of paranoia gets so perpetuated when you're not in the right state and you're lacking sleep and not eating well. And when you free yourself from it, then the dopamine is incredible. But for the most part, once you pass a certain threshold of being awake for several days straight, it's almost impossible to turn off. And I've gotten to the point where I heard like sirens echoing through my entire apartment. And the only thing that helped me ever was meditation. But it's very hard to meditate when you feel like someone's after you. And so there's this change that I had. I am sober from hard drugs, but I had this change in my life where I feel like meditation is the most essential part of my days. It is, I do it right when I wake up. I do it before I go to work. Generally, I'm not perfect, but, and then I do it sometime in the evening after work, and it has completely shifted the way that I do things. It's completely shifted how I feel about myself and how I hold myself in the world. And I have to thank doing these hard drugs for it, because for a while I was getting actual panic attacks. And if, for those of you who do not know what a panic attack is, it's your whole body starts like turning into a ball, like your fingers curl in and your legs curl in a little bit, and you feel it's like you're hyperventilating, and it feels like you're dying. Like, it actually is this fear of like you feel like you're dying. And meditation and Wim Hof breathing and just learning how to oxygenate my blood has been the thing that has been the catalyst to me being creative and working on articulated thought and working myself into a future that I can be proud of. And so I'm going to do a couple episodes on meditation, but I really like this format where I talk about the reason that I'm meditating, because most people feel perfectly fine in their everyday life, but what you don't realize is how much of a difference it makes to take the time to heal, take the time to reflect on your day or start your day fresh. And one of my other motivations for meditating has been that I found out you can, the way that drugs work in our bodies is that we have basically the receptors. We have almost every drug in our body. Like, we have the capabilities of every drug in our body. I don't even know how to explain it other than that. But meditation allows you to get to that state. I've had meditation sessions that felt like I was on LSD. And it was because I really let myself heal. I really let myself go and just be with my, be absorbed into what I was listening to, or usually I listen to binaural tones. And so when I get absorbed and I really let myself go, there's no timer. I just really probably in the 20 minute mark or something like that, I get to this point where I'm seeing visuals and I can see all the issues in my life as like a collage that are layers, and I can dissect each layer and just I can forgive certain layers. I can reflect on what I did with certain layers, and it's like a much more evolved way of thinking, because when I'm anxious, all I can think about is like one thing at a time. And so meditation at a certain point just allows you to fix yourself without thinking about it. And it's like it's fixing you without you having to do anything. And that has been my morning show. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to Articulated Thought. Take care.